Congressman Ford, sir.
Hi,
hello,
Mr. President.
Hi, Jerry. I had Al had to go up to West Point, so I'm just checking on your friend McCloskey.
Well, I had a about a 15-minute talk with him on the floor of the House.
Uh-huh.
And even though we disagree on most things, I have a good rapport with him. He is not going to urge that action. He is going to give, as I diagnosed his comments to me, a sort of academic discussion. He is not going to urge the direct action. He is not going to urge the action that would result in a resolution with it being referred to a committee. And after this somewhat lengthy discussion with him, I talked to Les and to one or two others, and it's our general opinion just to ignore it.
I agree.
And I talked to Louis Wyman, who, you know, is a charger.
Yeah.
And Louis was with me on this other matter a couple of years ago. And
yeah, I know.
And I said, Louis, now, follow this line. And he said, well, I'm going to be here, and if he starts to get off the track, I'm going to challenge him. I said, well, just don't give him a forum and don't give him an opportunity to get a story. I think we can keep him under control.
Well, whatever it is, it's just another one of those stories, and it'll work out.
Well, Pete,
I appreciate your taking it. He's not a vicious fellow.
No, and he just goes off in these clouds. And if we ignore him, I think it'll be minimal. If we challenge him, it'll get blown way out of proportion.
That's right. Big constitutional debate.
Right.
Well, as a matter of fact, we got work to do for the country. I just had a... And by golly, Jerry, we're going to do it. And we're not going to let this Watergate stuff distract us.
I couldn't agree with you more in your comments at the breakup of the meeting. Very apropos. And I think we're on the track here of just the right approach. And I understand Mel called me today.
Yeah.
Which I think excellent.
Well, I knew you'd be pleased. I couldn't mention it in the larger group, and I frankly, between you and me, I didn't want to mention it when you and Scott were there.
I'm glad you didn't, because I know why you didn't.
You know why. It leaked, not from you.
Right. Well, I couldn't have a better setup, and he described just how you were trying to put it together. And
yep. He will be the counselor to the president for domestic affairs, and he will be more of an outside, and he'll work on an inside man. Also, for your very confidential information, we're going to get Bryce back July 1st.
Great.
Now, on the Bryce thing, that's got to be just between you and me, because he has a horrific conflict of interest problem, and I've got to speak to his boss about it. If it ever leaked out, it'll blow right up.
Well, I think...
But you see, with Mel and Bryce and Al, we'll have a team there that, boy, can handle that Congress, and Timmons and his group will still do all the legwork, but I really think you got a great team, which will really be better than one we had before.
I'm glad you mentioned Bill, because I said to him after the meeting that I thought this was great. And Bill said, gee, it looked like you all were criticizing me and our operation. I said, Bill, that wasn't our intent, and I'll tell the president when
sure.
I see him.
I knew that. As a matter of fact, I'd look over there to him and do that mainly because these guys have got to think that I'm acting on it, see?
Right.
And then we are.
Well, he does a hell of a good job.
And incidentally, you ought to see that every paper that comes in, Jerry, it's got Timmons either for or against, and he gives a reason. He's a real fighter.
I agree, and give him a little pat on the back, because he...
All right.
He thought this morning that we were being critical of him.
Yeah. All right, I'll give him a call.
Okay.
Fine, thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.